the whole purpose, the ethos of the weekend, you know, is to invite, encourage people from outside the area and inside the area to come to the village, and really for the villagers to take, I suppose, the opportunity to provide services, teas, coffees, cakes, and what have you, to help with the maintenance of things in the village, which is the church, the war memorial, the green, and then it's kind of just escalated from there, really. So we can provide donations and funds to causes that apply to us after the event, really. If you wanted to, you could come to the village, enjoy the atmosphere, spend certainly a good morning, if not the day, completely free of charge, looking at the scarecrows, seeing the sights. But similarly, if you've got some money in your pocket, there are plenty of things to spend it on.
I think in the past there's been some kind of theme for the festival and the scarecrows. Is there anything like that this year?
No. In the last few years, that's never really took off. Probably, internally within the village, we've never really promoted a theme. It's rather than have the restrictions or that guidance for people if they've got an idea already, it's really do what you like. But in the same token, current affairs and events always take hold in people's psyche. So I'm expecting quite a few female football scarecrows, and I dare say there's probably some like public popular culture things, such as like, oh, I know, Mario Brothers and things like that. And it's interesting to see what's in the psyche of people with what they kick out, really.
And I know preparation's been ongoing for a few weeks. You've had kind of straw events and stuff on the green. So it all starts kind of, well before the actual event's held.
Yeah. So, straw giveaways has been going on for certainly the last 3-4 weeks. I can only speak from my own experience, but I've been planning my scarecrow for longer than I should have, really, and that's underway. And we try to take it in our pace, in our stride. We don't want it to be too stressful. I mean, we're all volunteers, I don't know. It's just nice, really. Being on the green, people pop in and pop out. I've got people going past me all the time now, waving. They don't realise what I'm doing with you, Nick. And it's just a community feel, really. It's as simple as that.
Which is brilliant, really, really good. And just in terms of numbers, have you got any idea, how many people may come, judging from previous years? I know it's always difficult to kind of estimate, I suppose.
It is difficult to estimate. And someone within our group did have a stab last year. It's certainly in the thousands. I would wager easily over 10,000 over the weekend. And we've had guesstimates of between 15,000 and 20,000 over the 2 days, certainly last year, judging on the number of cars. And if you do some maths and assume that 2 or 3 people in each, it's busy. But in the same token, you can get lost in the village, so it doesn't feel crammed.
Could you just remind us of the times, Tom?
Yes, it's Saturday to Sunday, 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock are our official times. Car parks will start to be open at 10, but similarly, most people leave their scarecrows out. So if you wish to come a little earlier, a little later, when it's a little bit cooler, things will be there to see. But the stall and the green is 11 till 5.